is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The effects of Hurricane Helene are far-reaching. Entire communities have been wiped out. This man lives in Deckel Beach, Florida.
Basically looks like a bulldozer came through there. You can't even find parts of houses.
The death toll is now above 100.
I'm Jim Crisold in North Carolina. It will only make the dire situation worse. More rain is falling today in the mountains of western North Carolina and east Tennessee. Hurricane Helene dumped a half a year's worth of rain in 3 days. Hundreds of roads and bridges have been washed away, isolating many communities. Food and water are being airlifted in.
Former President Trump spoke about the storm in South Georgia.
We're not talking about politics now. We have to all get together and get this solved. We need a lot of help. They have to have a lot of help down here. We look out for one another. We pull together, we pitch in, we persevere, and we pull it through.
Israel has told the U.S. that it intends to invade Lebanon, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
I've seen reports about ground operations. We've had some conversations with them about that. They have, at this time, told us that those are limited operations focused on Hezbollah infrastructure near the border, but we're in continuous conversations with them about it.
Ports from Maine to Texas could shut down if a union representing about 45,000 dock workers carries through with a threat to strike at midnight.
The union representing the dock workers is signaling that its members will walk off the job at midnight. A shutdown at dozens of ports could not only cause shortages, but cost a lot of money, says Wayne State University's Merrick Masters.
Estimates indicate that the strike could cost, on a daily basis, up to several billion dollars, with the cost increasing as the strike would go on.
He says petroleum and vehicles would be impacted in the short term, as would perishable goods. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The two sides haven't negotiated since June. The man charged with attempting to assassinate Donald Trump earlier this month has entered a plea, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
He looked over to his attorneys a handful of times. He basically nodded his head in the affirmative as he was pleading not guilty, and the judge essentially was confirming with his attorneys not guilty.
President Biden welcomed the 2024 U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams to the White House today.
Your legacy is one of discipline, success, joy, and loyalty to one another. And that legacy is part of something bigger than yourselves. It's about your country, the greatest sports nation in the history of the world.
On Wall Street, about an hour before the close, the markets have turned down sharply. The Dow is now down 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Six Racine City Council members are boycotting future meetings to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged control over the agenda. They're demanding changes to rules allowing the mayor to restrict items from reaching the council floor. Milwaukee hosts political campaigns and playoff baseball tomorrow. In the city tomorrow is second gentleman Doug Emhoff and former President Donald Trump. The Brewers' wildcard playoff game adds to the day's events, potentially causing traffic impacts. We Energies is holding public hearings in Racine on proposed rate increases. The plan, which would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24, faces opposition from local officials and environmental groups. The hearing tomorrow is at the Chavez Center. Racine residents in the 14th Aldermanic District have until Friday to apply for that vacant city council seat. The council, if they can, will appoint a new member during their October 15th meeting. And the November general election is approaching with voter resources available online. People can access candidate information through Civic Media's Wisconsin Legislative Voter Guide. That's at civicmedia.us. You can find out more about voting at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple of throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunny and still summery today for the final day of September. Highs reach the mid-70s. With winds off the lake, they'll switch to out of the south tonight and then blast out of the north, dragging our high temperatures to feeling more like fall, with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And now a song from The Who. Pete Townsend wrote this shortly after meeting his future wife, Karen. It was a reminder that even though he was on the road, he could still keep an eye on her from miles away. It's I Can See for Miles. It's The Who on WRJN.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not leaving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard.
Oh, oh, oh. Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free. I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever. Yes, that's for always.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Catch the
Finding
are Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Green Bay Packers. WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing?
Doing all right. Did you watch the game yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Whew. Man, oh man.
That was a fun game to watch.
Was it though?
Yeah, it was. It kept you interesting.
The fourth quarter was pretty interesting.
It was very interesting, and again, there were redeeming things that came out of that. Fourth quarter didn't happen, we'd be talking about a lot of different things today.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah,
bring back Willis.
I actually mentioned that yesterday. I think it was like 21-0, and I was joking. I wasn't serious about it, but I said, maybe you ought to bring the other guy back in here.
Well, see, I was primed up the night before. I'd watched Georgia and Alabama.
Oh yeah, and, I heard
I don't
about
know if
that.
You saw that.
I
that
didn't see it, but I heard
comeback.
About it. Yeah,
so gave me hope.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was disappointing that, but we knew it was going to be a tough one against the Vikings either way.
Oh yeah,
and we're going to have to bounce back and get back at it again on Sunday.
And I'm pretty sure the crowd roared when Aaron Jones didn't score at the end of the game.
Right.
As much as everybody likes that guy,
right.
I'm pretty sure everybody collectively said, "Phew, good,
yeah, you always
get in the end zone."
You always want to beat the other guy, especially if he's a good friend of yours, like he is.
Yeah, sure, I'll hug him after the game, but while the game's going on, I don't want you to do good.
All right, next opponent is the Rams on Sunday. I think it's in Los Angeles, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a late game. That's going to be an afternoon contest.
Yep. 3:25 kickoff.
So
we'll have
Lou will get his whole show in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good to hear. Yeah. All right. We'll have it for you here Sunday on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely.
I'll be just so lonely I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
I'll be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely I could die.
Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street,
they'll never look back and think it's so, think it's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down on the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be.
So lonely, baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news. And now, timeless hits, too. If you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. We'll get you the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in rural Wisconsin over the weekend. He spoke in Prairie du Chien, hoping to capitalize on the recent arrest of an undocumented immigrant accused of violent crimes.
We will secure that border on day one. I always say, you know, they say, what are the first things you're going to do, or the first two things? I always say, number one, we're closing our border, and number two, we drill, baby, drill.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Home prices keep going up in Wisconsin 8%, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The median price of a Wisconsin home is now $324,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. What do you think about paying more for power? There's a chance to answer that question this week in Racine and Milwaukee, with We Energies holding public hearings. Their proposal would raise the typical monthly bill by nearly $24, and it's already facing opposition from local officials and environmental groups. They're concerned about affordability and clean energy goals. The Racine event is at the Chavez Center tomorrow. Six Racine City Council members representing over a third of the council have announced a boycott of future meetings. They're protesting Mayor Corey Mason's alleged control over the council's agenda. The group, including Melissa Caprillion, Olivia Davis, Jeff Coe, Renee Kelly, Sandy Widener, and Henry Perez, is demanding changes to rules that allow the mayor to restrict items from reaching the council floor. The boycott, set to begin at tomorrow night's meeting, threatens to disrupt city business. If you haven't done your own research, now's a good time. Lisa Hale has more.
Civic Media has a Wisconsin legislative voter guide along with information that you're looking for. Candidates running to represent you and the new legislative maps. Visit civicmedia.us/voter guide. And to learn what's specifically on your ballot, where your polling place is, and how to request an absentee ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Sunny and still summery today. For the final day of September, highs reach the mid-70s. With winds off the lake, they'll switch to out of the south tonight, and then blast out of the north. dragging our high temperatures to feeling more like fall. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
News and timeless hits from Alive and Kicking. It's Tighter Tighter on WRJN. Now that band, Alive and Kicking, those guys were friends with Tommy James. And in fact, Tommy James wrote that song. He was going to record it himself after the Shondells dissolved, but he gave it up to Alive and Kicking instead. Here are the Zombies on WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. She's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. Should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there.
she's not there.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, divided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
And we listened to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you dream believer and a
sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. All right. For today's useless fact, you need to know this. You're familiar with the company HP, right? Hewlett-Packard. All right. Today's useless fact is Mr. Hewlett and Mr. Packard tossed a coin to determine whose name would come first in the company. That seems like the right way to do it to me.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant. Highway 11, it's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/adfree. Just head to amazon.com/adfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger, nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, help her. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real plum singer and I like them like that. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Words of wisdom, let it be.
And timeless hits. WRJN.